Right, so get ready because today we are going to dive deep into this world, and it's a world full of dragons and some pretty fierce competition.
Yep.
And we've got a main character, a heroine, who just might rewrite the rules of the game as we know them.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, we're talking about Fourth Wing
Oh, yeah.
by Rebecca Yarros.
Okay.
And trust me, you are going to want to pick up this book.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you. This book was just amazing and it completely swept me off my feet.
Yeah.
And Yarros did such a great job at world building. She created this really intricate world that feels so familiar and unique at the same time. It's got all those classic elements of fantasy, dragons, magic, and political intrigue. But she adds this rawness to it
Yeah.
and this emotional depth that really sets this book apart.
It's true, and right away, like literally from the very first page,
Oh, yeah.
you're just thrown into the society where dragons aren't just these like legendary creatures you hear about in stories.
Right.
They're essential.
Absolutely.
They power these wards that protect the kingdom of Navarre, and there's this event.
Okay.
It's called Conscription Day. So all the young adults, they're chosen for different societal roles based on like this big event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Must be a
imagine.
lot of pressure.
It's a ton of pressure
Yeah.
having your entire future decided for you on one day.
Right.
And if you take one wrong step, you could be facing a dragon and you are totally unprepared.
That's terrifying.
It is.
And that's what makes the world building so clever because you really understand like what's at risk
Right.
right away.
Yeah.
And then we meet our main character, Violet Soaringale, and she is not your typical dragon rider
Definitely not.
candidate.
Violet would much rather be curled up with a good book
Oh,
than,
yeah.
facing a fire-breathing beast.
Right.
But, she is
She's bookish.
bookish, a little bit fragile physically,
Yeah.
but there's this underlying strength about her,
Yes.
this intellect and this quiet determination,
Yeah.
and it really, really draws you to her.
I think it's almost like Yarros is setting her up to defy everyone's expectations.
Right.
Right. Because she's underestimated by like everyone, even her own family. Like she's the daughter of a famous general and the sister of this celebrated writer. But everyone just thinks that she's this delicate flower who's going to fail,
Yes.
like right off the bat.
Totally.
And that just makes it so intriguing.
Right. And you just know she's going to prove all of them wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But the setting itself, like the Rider's Quadrant,
Yeah.
is basically designed to weed out anyone who's weak.
Yeah.
It's intense training, there's danger at every turn, and a crazy high mortality rate.
Oh.
Yarros does not sugarcoat it at all.
And that's where the writing is just beautiful because she can make this harsh reality and somehow balance it
Yeah.
with these moments that are just pure awe and wonder. The way she describes Dragonflight, the bond between a dragon and its rider, and the unveiling of signets, these special abilities that the dragons give, it's so vivid.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel like you're right there with Violet, experiencing it all.
Oh, and don't even get me started on the relationships in this book. So get ready for some serious emotional turmoil because Violet's journey is just tangled up with some
Yeah.
pretty intense connections.
Go.
You've got, first of all, her childhood best friend, Dane. He is completely devoted to her, but he's also terrified for her.
Right.
He doesn't want to see her go into this dangerous world.
Yeah.
And then there's this super mysterious and really brooding ringleader, Azadin,
Okay.
and he's just shrouded in all this mystery.
Ooh, I like it.
And he's carrying this heavy burden of his family's past. And let's just say that sparks fly
Okay.
between him and Violet,
Gotcha.
but not always in a good way.
Oh.
It's interesting.
That's so interesting how Yarros can make you so invested in these relationships. You find yourself really rooting for Violet
Oh, yeah.
and hoping that she finds a way through all this chaos and the
Yeah.
tension. Oh my gosh, Yarros knows how to build suspense, and you're
Yeah.
just sitting there on the edge of your seat and you're like, "Who can I trust? What are they hiding?
Yeah.
And how far is Violet going to have to push herself just to survive?"
Exactly. And that's what I love about Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
It keeps you guessing. It's not just about these dragons and aerial combat.
Right.
It's about uncovering hidden truths. You have to figure out who's loyal to you, who's not, and you have to face your fears. It's a story that just stays with you, even after you finish the last page.
Absolutely. And we've only just gotten started.
I know.
There are so many twists and turns that you won't see coming, secrets that come to light in the most unexpected ways,
Oh, yeah.
and a heroine who's just so much more than meets the eye.
Yes.
I promise you, you are going to want to experience this for yourself.
Okay, so we've kind of set the stage here. You've met the world, you've met some of the key players.
Right.
But now let's like really get into the heart of the story. And what are some of the specific challenges that Violet faces? And how do they shape her journey?
Let's do it. Welcome back. And before the break, we were talking about Violet and all those challenges that await her in Fourth Wing. And one of the things that really stood out to me is how Yaros really brings out Violet's strengths by putting her through the ringer emotionally and physically.
Totally. And I mean, right away, she's just thrown into this
Yeah.
crazy intense situation.
Yes, like a boot camp.
It's like a brutal boot camp. And she is constantly pushed to her absolute limits.
Oh.
You've got the parapet, this crazy climb that all the riders have to do to prove how brave and agile they are.
Right.
Then there's the threshing, which is a whole series of combat trials where riders have to fight each other.
Oh, wow.
It's intense, and Yarrow's just makes you feel that danger that's all around them.
It's so real.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is like even though Violet struggles physically, she's always thinking and strategizing, coming up with these plans to overcome whatever's thrown at her.
Yeah, like with the gauntlet.
Yeah,
But
gauntlet.
oh my.
This terrifying obstacle course that really tests how strong the bond is between a rider and their dragon.
Yeah, Lynn.
And Violet's dragon, Taren,
He's something else.
he's a force of nature.
Yeah.
This magnificent blue dragon,
Yeah.
and his personality is just as big as his wings.
It really is. He's fierce, he's demanding, and he's so sarcastic.
Oh, totally
It's hilarious.
sarcastic. But he's not afraid to push Violet and challenge her at every turn.
It's almost like he can see her potential
Yeah,
even before she can.
it's true. And through their bond, she starts to see all these strengths that she didn't even know she had.
Right, she learns to trust her instincts, think on her feet, and she's way more resilient than anyone thought, even herself.
It's true. And it's a good metaphor for all the challenges we face in life.
Right, like how pushing past our limits can help us grow.
Totally. But it's not all about physical strength with Violet.
Right.
Her intelligence and her ability to strategize really set her apart from the other riders.
Oh, yeah, she's so observant. She picks up on things that everyone else misses.
Right. And then she uses what she learns to her advantage. And sometimes she can outsmart her opponents
Yeah.
and really prove that brains can be just as powerful as brawn.
Got that right.
And this is where the book really starts to get into some deeper themes.
Okay.
Because it's not just about this girl who's learning to ride a dragon.
You're right. Yeah.
It's about challenging what everyone thinks is the right way to do things, questioning everything, and fighting for what you believe in, even when it feels like everyone's against you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about all of the emotional challenges that she goes through. Like her relationships are constantly being tested, which just adds another layer to her journey.
It does. And her best friend, Dane, he's really struggling with his feelings.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to protect her, but he also respects the choices that she makes.
Right?
It's tough for him.
It is.
And then there's Auden.
Oh, this Auden.
Their relationship is
It's intense.
so
So
intense.
much tension.
And there's all these unspoken emotions.
Yeah.
He's just so mysterious and alluring, but also dangerous.
Yeah, he is.
And Violet's so drawn to him, even
Yeah.
though she probably knows better.
Right.
It just adds a whole other level of risk to everything.
And the way Yaros writes it's like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
It is.
You know it's gonna be a mess,
Yeah.
but you just can't look away.
You can't.
There's this undeniable chemistry, but you also get the sense of danger. Like,
Yeah.
what is Zayn really up to? What's he hiding?
It makes you wonder.
It really does, and that's what makes it so compelling. You're always trying to figure out what they're thinking and what they mean by every glance, every touch. And just when you think you've got them all figured out, Yaros throws in a twist.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you're like, wait a minute, what just happened?
And these twists, Yaros does not hold back.
No, she does not.
There were moments where I literally gasped out loud.
Yeah.
I was so surprised by what was happening, but I don't want to give anything away, so you'll just have to read it.
Yeah, you'll have to read it for yourself.
But that's the beauty of it. She's so good at weaving together the action, the romance, and the mystery,
Right.
and it keeps you hooked.
You never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you really don't. And just when you think you can breathe again,
Yeah.
boom, another twist.
Another bombshell.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges, the relationships, all the twists and turns.
Right.
But what about the stuff that's going on beneath the surface?
Okay.
What are some of the bigger themes that really stood out to you?
I'd love to get into that.
We were just talking about all those crazy twists and turns in this book,
Oh, yeah.
and there are a lot of them.
A lot.
But what really got me hooked beyond just the plot There's some of the bigger ideas that Yaros is exploring.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a fun adventure with dragons. There's actually a lot of depth.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this book more than just a typical fantasy story. Yaros brings up these really thought-provoking ideas about, like, truth and loyalty and having the courage to stand up to authority.
Right.
It makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about this world.
Yeah, and all the people in it. Remember how we were talking about the Vinan?
Yeah, those mysterious dark magic users.
Yeah, the truth about them is way more complicated than anyone realizes at first. And as the truth starts to come out, it forces Violet and even us as readers to really think about how history is written by the people who win. What we believe to be true might just be a story that someone made up to control us and manipulate us.
It's a scary thought.
It really is.
And that's what makes it so powerful. It makes you question who you should trust and what you should believe, and who has the power to decide what the truth is.
Right. And Violet, with her love of books and wanting to know everything,
Yeah, she wants to know it all.
she's always looking for answers, but she quickly learns that it's not always easy to find the truth.
It's definitely not a straight line.
And then on top of that, she's got all these shifting loyalties to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
We see characters who are struggling with who they should be loyal to, torn between what they're supposed to do and what they believe.
Yeah.
There's betrayal and
Yeah,
sacrifice.
and you feel it.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And there are even some really unexpected moments of redemption. It just makes you realize that even in this world full of dragons and magic, human relationships are still what matter most. And those relationships can be messy and complicated.
Totally, and they're always changing.
And you see that in how Violet interacts with Dane, her best friend, who just wants to keep her safe from everything. And you see it with her and Zagaiden, that really tense connection they
So
have.
much tension.
He's dangerous, but he's also alluring. Speaking of Zagaiden, we have to talk about that moment when we find out their dragon mated.
Oh my gosh, talk about a game
I
changer.
know, right? Everything changes.
Yeah, suddenly the stakes are higher, and it's even harder to figure out where love ends and duty begins. It just throws everything up in the air for Violet and Zayden.
It really does.
It's a brilliant twist because it forces them to figure out how they really feel about each other, knowing that their destinies are like literally tied together now.
Yeah, and it also makes you think about the nature of dragon bonds in general.
Like what that really means.
Yeah, who has the power in that relationship? And what will they have to give up for each other?
That's a great point.
And it's these twists that really get to you. You know those moments where you think you know what's happening, and then boom, it all changes.
You got to question everything.
That's what makes Fourth Wing so captivating.
It really does.
And the ending.
Oh,
Yeah, here's a
whoa.
perfect example of that. I won't spoil it for you. But let's just say that Violet is faced with an impossible choice, a decision that could affect the entire kingdom.
It really could.
It shows how much she's grown from this unsure recruit to this strong young woman who will fight for what she believes in, even if it means going against everyone else.
I love that about her.
So if you're listening, why should you read Fourth Wing?
Well,
It's more than just dragons and romance, although there's a lot of both. It's about challenging how you see things, facing hard truths, and finding that strength inside yourself.
Fourth Wing is this amazing adventure that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also a story that stays with you long after you finish it.
Yeah, it's one of those books that makes you think. It reminds us that even when things are really tough and it feels like the world is trying to break us, we have a choice.
We do.
We can choose to rise above everything, fight for what we believe in, and make our own destiny.
It's inspiring.
So there you have it, our deep dive into a Fourth Wing.
That was fun.
I know, right? Hopefully we've made you curious about this book
Yeah, without spoiling anything.
without spoiling anything.
We want you to enjoy it.
Yeah, so go pick up a copy and get ready to be swept away.
You won't regret it.